Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, of the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now Christ. Boys, who do we think the MCU's guy is?
A new guy.
The MCU's guy for a long time is Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark.
He's dead now.
He was the guy. He's dead now. Rest in goddamn peace.
Yeah, rest in piss, I'll say. Fuck that guy.
That's crazy.
Sorry, YouTube. Yeah, like, he's off sleeping in the pisses. Sleeping with the pisses.
He's sleeping in the piss. As a fun way of saying he's dead. Yeah.
Yes. Rest in piss.
My condolences for your grandma. You can take some salt. She's sleeping in the piss now. I'm bad at funerals.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr., rest in piss. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans got old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those were the two guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they had a civil war.
Yes. They did. And then went back in time, and then he went forward in time, and went back in time and stayed there.
And he either cucked a person from the past, or alternatively...
Hey, I got a message from the Russo brothers.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, just don't worry about it. Don't think about it.
No, time travel. Hey,
yeah,
and I got a message for you, the Russos.
Yeah.
It's one of two ways, and I don't care which way it is, because either Captain America cocked a man, or alternatively, Captain America made out with his own step-niece. Oh, great-niece.
Rock on. But also, is he in the MCU anymore? Is he not? Captain America.
Well, yeah, they say that he lives on the moon.
Lives on the moon, but...
As a joke.
Who knows what's going on? Clearly, they don't care. But the point is, the MCU used to have a guy. Mm-hmm. Used to be Robert Downey Jr. would be the main character. Even of the Avengers movies, he was basically the main character. Yeah. He was the main character of Civil War. He was one of, prominent.
In Captain America Civil War, Captain America was probably the main character.
But Tony Stark was a pretty close second.
Yep. Yeah. I will say...
Second billing.
Exactly.
He's basically the main character of Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Like you have, so basically when the MCU launched and everything like that, it's like, cool. Here's this very charismatic, very charming, very handsome.
Well, Iron Man were the only movies that were doing well until Avengers.
Yeah.
And like also you could really hang a franchise off Robert Downey Jr.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a trustworthy man.
Surprisingly.
And also the thing with
ignore
Iron
the
man
drugs
is,
and the time that he shot at cops.
Yes. They did.
They ignored that so hard.
So much. He broke into just some random house and was like,
now,
what am I doing here?
Listeners, I need you to know those two things I just said. I agree. They're awesome, and we shouldn't worry about them.
Yeah.
Unloaded a full round of bullets from a Magnum at cops, and then he gets to be Iron Man?
I wish! Putting your hand on your chest like you're about to do the Pledge of Allegiance to Robert Downey Jr. But also, because we loved Tony Stark, Iron Man, every time we saw him in an Avengers movie, it was like it was an evolution of his character, what I mean? Like, you followed his progress more, I think, than some of the other characters. He was like, it was very consistent. And then when he died, what it felt like, I mean, there were points of inconsistency, but but then when he died, it felt like all of a sudden we were kind of adrift, and we've been adrift for two phases.
Yeah.
Well, I don't... It's
because there was never
there's no cohesion
anymore.
Because
after Endgame, and like there was never any kind of like... What is happening to the Avengers?
Yeah.
There was never this kind of like, oh, they've been disassembled or they've been like abandoned or they're just there avenging around, but there's no big threat, so don't worry about it. It was never really addressed. And then it was only until we recently saw in Captain America
Brave New World,
that, President Hulk is like, what if I got back?
Yeah, I'm thinking of restarting the Avengers.
What do we think about this?
I think it's weird, like, even stuff like, Carol Danvers, who for a while we thought was going to be the guy.
I know. It's so crazy to think of the missed opportunities they had with her.
Yeah.
Because, she's the leader of the Avengers in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Big part of, Civil War II in the comics, which is a very terrible storyline.
I guess Carol Danvers caused so much fake online grief that...
But they also didn't... Endgame comes out before they would have had a chance to adjust
true.
To that, and they give her a weird role in that.
Yeah,
because Endgame, all she does is pop up at the start, as like through teleconference of like, you know, and Black Widow's there. Hey, man, Earth's bad. And
come
then
to Earth,
come to Earth and help. And they're like, and Carol's just, but, you know, it wasn't just Earth that got also snapped. Yeah.
Which is true.
Well, I
which
guess.
Is true. But then it's like, I don't know. And then it was.
But then it,
it just feels like a missed opportunity. Well,
what makes me think is that they were like, just they didn't know how to.
I mean, it's very clear the Russos did not know what to do with Captain Marvel. And look, as it's gone on, it's also become very apparent that they don't know what to do with her full stop.
Yeah.
Even when Captain Marvel came out and everyone was screaming about how she's too strong or something, or a Mary Sue or something or other, or...
She wrecked that guy's bike. People got pissed off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because
the guy was like a sort of a dirtbag to her, and she wrecked his bike. Brother, that's awesome.
Can I just quickly just watch? Let's just quickly just watch Superman.
Yeah,
just,
he wrecks a man's truck, and that's awesome too.
Yeah.
Does he put that? Here's a question for you about that scene. Yes. Does he put a man at the top of a tree and fly away, or have I invented a scene?
You have invented a scene.
Are you thinking of Hancock when he puts a man inside another man's asshole? Yeah,
this is the scene I'm imagining, and now I'm thinking maybe this is a Plumbing the Death Star riff, where he picks up that man by the scruff of his neck and puts him at the top of a really tall pine tree, and he says, "Hey, think about what you've done," and he flies away.
Yeah, that I don't think that.
Okay,
happened.
Well, that would have been a cool.
That would have been a cool scene.
Just saying.
So Robert Downey Jr., I just would like to retract his statement. He didn't unload a Magnum at cops. They found him with an unloaded Magnum.
So he unloaded it at someone.
At the same time, he was also found to have possession of heroin, cocaine, and crack cocaine.
That's
really covering
awesome,
his
dude.
Bases, yeah.
The two cocaines.
Yeah. His dad started giving him drugs at the age of 8.
Oh, that's sad.
Robert Downey Sr.
Damn, dude. What a bummer.
Yeah.
So
do you reckon, do you reckon Robert Downey Jr. gets Iron Man if he wasn't addicted to drugs?
No.
Yeah, so maybe his dad is a time traveler.
Okay.
And we needed
like,
Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's like it's like in BioShock Infinite.
Okay.
Where like you got to go back and it's an impossible choice.
Yeah.
Do I give my son drugs and he becomes Iron Man or do I be a good father? Knowing
like,
that he'll never succeed with anything.
Yeah. Son, somebody comes to you and they say, "Hey, if you don't give your kids drugs, they will never become the lead of a very successful series of movies, which then gradually peter out and people stop caring about
it."
You're like, "I got to give him drugs."
But I mean, like, hey, he then, like, he's the highest paid actor in the history of movies.
Well, it's a tricky choice.
That's something.
I think that's up to every father to decide.
Oh, You know what? Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. He's actually the third highest paid actor of all time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe
Samuel
you shouldn't have given him drugs.
Samuel Jackson's number one.
I
guess
that
makes sense.
He's in other movies.
He's in every single MCU movie, basically.
But also, like, in other successful blockbusters that aren't MCU
Robert Downey Jr. has been in 65 films. Samuel Jackson, 66. That's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Huh. A lot of movies, dude. And more to come.
Yeah. No, but as in, like, it's crazy that Robert Downey Jr. is in one less movie than Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson did heaps of movies.
That's true.
Coming in at number two on the list of highest paid actors of all time, Scarlett Johansson.
Oh,
that's also a weird one.
No, I can believe that. She's in heaps of movies.
No, she's in 52 movies.
Yeah.
So
there you
go. Lot less than the other two.
But they're all, it's the same thing with Samuel L. Jackson. They're all blockbusters. Mm. Whereas Robert Downey Jr.
Scarlett Johansson, no, because she's Lost in Translation.
Yeah,
she's,
I know. Yeah,
but the ones that she's probably made a lot of money from.
She's in like, she's a franchise actor, you know?
I mean, this is one that I really, really respect. Number four, Zoe Saldana, because she's only in the biggest movies of all time.
That is a smart move if you're in Hollywood.
Clever,
go in the big
movies. Scarlett Johansson.
Where's Sam Worthington? I reckon he's up there.
Yeah, you're
surely
right.
He's up there.
You think top 10? Top 20?
He's top 40? I reckon top 20 just in terms of paid.
Yeah.
Because like, especially I'm hoping he like got like, "Oh, give me a percentage of the box office."
He unfortunately isn't in the top 10, so therefore I can't see.
That's so sad.
That's so sad.
Zoe Saldana, she's only in 31 movies and she's number four. But then Chris Pratt's number five and he's only been in 23 movies. Fuck off, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, get out of here, brother.
Well, so getting back to, like, Carol Danvers. I personally think it's, like, a big wasted opportunity there because, like, he could have really just been this is the new guy because we know what's going to happen with Tone. We've set this all up and we've written this, so we know where this is going.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, you have Nick Fury, sending off a little beeper message, and then we see the like extended flashback of like who this person is and where they came from, because that happened before Endgame.
Captain Marvel? Yes.
Yeah.
So there's two movies in between Infinity War and Endgame.
That's right. Oh my god.
Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain Marvel.
So then we get this extended flashback.
Yeah.
And then when we get back to say like Endgame, if they'd put Carol Danvers like kind of like front and center there, that would have been like, okay, cool. Well, this is the person that we're gonna...
I think they chickened out. I think they probably intended to. But I think they chickened out after everybody went.
I don't know, man.
People didn't really go.
Hollywood does this now.
I know.
It doesn't have to be much of a stink.
I know.
Before they changed the fucking.
But like Endgame would have been filmed. Like so much of it would have been like, in production and like post production.
Okay, yeah. I'll try and find the exact.
Because, like, yeah, she just appears in one scene at the start. On like a teleconference, be like,
That's why I think it's weird because all of the promotional shit. I remember this because this was the thing people freaked out about. All the promotional shit for Carol Danvers was like, she's the best Avenger. That's what everyone was saying. And then all of the losers online were like...
Captain Marvel came out 6 weeks before Endgame. They can't have changed the movie because of Captain Marvel. March 8th to April 26th? What are they doing?
Yeah. Like, I agree with you that they...
Well, when was Captain Marvel announced, though?
And, like, all the...
Because that's what I mean.
No,
it's announced.
What happened was...
Yeah.
And they didn't change the movie because of it. When people saw Captain Marvel, they were like, oh, Thanos isn't a threat for Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Mm. I remember people talking about that.
Yeah. They were like, she can just come in and just like kill him straight away. And then they sort of addressed that in Endgame by making like an even stronger Thanos because it's the young, angry one.
Yeah. With some like,
he's got some shit
going on. Yeah. I don't know.
He has all the. No, they killed the one that's clicked.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, he's got some gym.
He's fighting around.
Yeah.
But here's what I mean. It's kind of like, you know, they could have done something there. I don't think it was a complete reactionary because I think the lead time there was way too, like, small to do anything. And it's a bit disappointing that they didn't do something like that.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, then who else is your next guy? And you've got, we've got Doctor Strange.
Mm.
But he's off with Klee. So
yeah, he went in a hole.
Dr. Ken, like a lot of these guys, we were like, oh, they're setting them up to be the tent pole. And it doesn't have to be like every movie features this person, but I think it's very helpful if you have
somebody that the audience can latch on to.
Yeah, or just somebody guiding the ship, you know? It's like, it felt so much like the MCU started to like stagnate as a world. Because, you know, you can make a movie that's good on its own. Like, that's possible.
Yeah, apparently.
And, you know, I think there are plenty of MCU movies prior to the couple, most recent phases that are, like, solid on their own. I really like Iron Man 3. I think that's a great movie.
Yeah.
But it's barely really connected to anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They pretty much do exactly the same movie again in Ultron.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
they
like,
kind of ignore a lot of it.
Yeah.
You're like, don't worry about it.
He's back to normal.
Yeah. All that character development in Iron Man 3, don't worry about it.
So I think you could do that. But I think it's just helpful to have...
Ultron is also the first time that what is happening... What happened to Age of Ultron is what's happened from Phase 4 to Phase 6. Which is... Everything's in there's too much stuff in production all at the same time, so you can't really build off anything because no one knows what the fuck you're doing. So you end up with all these stories that aren't really connected.
Yeah,
because Ultron pretty much like it kind of pisses on Winter Soldier. It definitely pisses on Iron Man 3.
Yeah,
because like Winter Soldier's like, whoa, fuck. Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. are the same thing.
Yeah.
And then at the start of Ultron was like, anyway, so that was the last Hydra base.
Don't worry about it. All good. Cool scene. Everybody's posing.
Yes, the Iron Man 3. Yeah, he got rid of all his Iron Man suits, but don't worry. He has an Iron Man suit now.
Exactly.
And he's Iron Manning the world.
It's funny as well. Something I was thinking about recently is so many MCU post-credit scenes set up a movie that would never be a movie. So I was thinking about the Love and Thunder, right?
Yep.
The post-credit scene of that is Hercules. Zeus says to Hercules, go down to Earth and kill Thor.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a movie they would make today. You're not going to get a movie that's just like Thor v. Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
The MCU doesn't make movies like that.
Yeah.
So what a waste of a post-credits. You know what I mean? And I feel like you get so many post-credit scenes like that where they're like, this is going to be the next movie, but it could never be the next movie.
They're making Doctor Strange... 3. Yeah. Couldn't remember if there was 2 or 3 of them in existence
already. Doctor Strange 3,
Klee. Please, Klee in the hole.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's not going to be a movie.
Well, I wonder if it's Doctor Strange 3, it's Dr. Klee 3, Strange.
Dr. Klee 3, Strange. Okay, Dr. Klee 3.
Order at Doctor Strange and Klee.
Doctors, oh, like Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm. Yeah. Doctor Strange and Klee. But the movie you're getting is not... It's not what's set up by that post-credit scene.
Well, that's because they haven't either got a director yet, so or they haven't written the storyline yet. They just know they want that guy.
They had a plan.
Yeah.
And you can just tell that that's just gone.
Mm.
And that they're doing post-credit scenes for the sake of doing them, I guess, to set up something like... If they want to down the line, you know, like it's so worthless.
Well, it needs a thread, right? Like the Hercules one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, it goes down to try and fight Thor or whatever, but like Thor's not there. And then it's just like, oh, it's now Hercules dealing with young Avengers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a big thread. But I think
they just also
really
don't
there.
Make movies but that are like bad guy versus good guy.
It's
really.
Actually crazy because I made fun of the Klee hole.
Yeah.
But that movie actually is the type of movie they'd make now because she says, you caused an incursion and we're going to fix it unless you're afraid.
Yeah.
So that's more likely to be a movie because that's cameos.
But also like that movie
also this
would
will tie into
start it. Like that. You know what I mean?
No.
Like they would not make a movie that starts in the hole.
No.
They don't do that. The movie's not going to start in the hole because it's too much for the audience to swallow. You got to start out the hole.
Yeah. You got to go in the hole. It'd be like if Quantumania, I mean, nothing was saving Quantumania. It'd be like if Quantumania started in Ant-Man Small.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. You're like, you need to set up a bit of normalcy to like, I just think so. There's not been a good, but I don't think there's been a good post-credit scene that meant anything or was exciting for all of Phase 4 and 5.
Shang-Chi's post-credit scene, which I know you've probably vaguely remember because you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They talk about the Ten Rings.
They talk about the Ten Rings. Like, they say they're older than we guessed.
Yeah. And then nothing really happened.
Yeah. Cause it seems like that was meant to tie into Eternals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or,
And like, it didn't.
Yeah. Nothing. Of course.
Or maybe Ms. Marvel. Because also another thing is, like, there's a lot of post-credit scenes in Phase 4 onwards that sort of reference a TV show, but now I think they've realized that doing that is a bad idea because not that many people are watching the TV shows.
Eternals is another post-credit scene that would never be... Like, that's not the start of any... You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I found a cool sword. And Blade's like, are you sure you want that sword? What does that set up? Like nothing.
Well, it sets up the Black...
It sets up, like, in a theoretical Blade movie, the Black Knight will be there.
Yeah, with
and
the
will
sword.
Be unsure about this. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's so...
I think that one's okay. The problem is they set up a movie that's not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right about, like, the Klee whole thing, because Klee is Dormammu's niece.
Yeah.
So you could probably still have that movie, but then that... isn't the first thing you see.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what I mean.
20 minutes before that.
Yeah,
but that's fine.
Yeah.
You got to remember in Phase 1 to 3, they did that with movies too. There was the post-credit scene for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man maybe? It was Ant-Man.
Mm.
Is the Winter Soldier with his arm in a vice.
That's true, but then that was a scene in the movie, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't like...
A slightly altered scene, but yeah.
But that's, yeah.
So, I mean, so Klee's hole could be a thing.
Mm-hmm. You think that the start of Doctor Strange 3...
No, I mean the same way that we were just talking about the Ant-Man scene.
Listen to me. The start of Doctor Strange Klee... Sorry, Dr. Klee Strange.
Dr. Klee 3, yep.
It starts with Doctor Strange getting his third eye.
He's still got his third eye.
No, but he gets the third eye and then sees Klee.
Yeah.
That happens one after the other.
It's the other way around, isn't it?
No. He goes, my third eye! And then Klee appears and says, come in the hole.
Those are two scenes.
Yeah, gets a third eye.
The movie
cuts
ends.
Cut to black. Yeah. Then we get Klee. They go in the hole.
Yeah.
That's it. So but maybe we get the... We
Jackson
see the,
misremembered because Jackson thinks he only sees...
Why does he say exactly
that's what
he said?
It's two scenes. It's not the same scene.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange...
He gets the third eye... And then the
movie ends.
Yeah.
That's the last scene of the movie.
Then Klee appears.
Yeah.
But they're on the street. Both of them happen on the same street.
Yeah.
They
bloody Roxbury is that it?
So for a theoretical Doctor Strange movie that doesn't start with them in the hole, had starts 20 minutes earlier, he's like, I don't know. I just, none of it's exciting.
Yes. But going back to who is the guy.
Yeah.
Because I get it.
Time has passed in between those two scenes. Yes.
Okay, we're going back to that scene. Yeah. Yes.
I just wanted to make it, because there is, because basically he's like, and then his eye opens, movie ends.
Yeah. And then there's a cut to black, and then we get Clay.
But he's the only reason I knew there was time there is because he's happy with his third eye in the second scene, where he hates it the first time.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
God, it looks like shit.
It looks
awesome.
so bad, dude.
God, looking at a photo of Klee and Doctor Strange, and he's got three eyes.
Show
look at this.
Klee, dude.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God, dude.
Terrible.
Klee is
absolutely
so...
Eternals coded?
Eternals. No, not Eternals. What's the one? They got a dog and a woman and Black Bolt?
Inhumans.
She's so Inhumans coded. Mm. Something about her costuming and how clean she is. I don't know.
But yeah, so getting back to like, because like Doctor Strange, he's going to be the new guy. Then you're like, I guess not really.
Yeah.
And again, you kind of got to take the actor as well as whoever they're playing into consideration. Because also it's like sometimes like, you gotta kind of look at the audience reaction as well to see who they're going to glom onto. Because, yeah, sure, you can try and manufacture it as much as you can, but it's just like, it's just sometimes it's just not happening.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, Bucky or Captain Falcon?
Captain America.
Captain America, who formerly Falcon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it's just like, okay, yeah, cool. You haven't done much to ensure they're the guy. Like if Sam Wilson had been a lot more, front and center, in say Endgame, for example, where it was this very much like, oh, we're going to set this guy up to be really like really cool, really schmick, really whatever, and we're going to make that be like, this is going to be the guy.
What were the movies of Phase 4?
There wasn't like they didn't do that.
No,
and they tried to be like, oh, here's a TV series, but then we're going to cut it to shit, and so it was like, fine.
Yeah, I think
got
maybe
Spider-Man,
they...
but he's one. It's like
he's a little boy.
He's a little boy, and also everyone's forgotten who he was.
Yeah.
So
Phase 4 is Black Widow, Shang-Chi, Eternals, Spider-Man: No Way Home, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Thor: Love and Thunder, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever.
Like really you can't feels have like Thor. Yeah. Like, you can't have Thor as your guy because he's a bit of
Peter
a
Quill.
That's where I'm gonna was leading towards.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they're gonna. Be gonna try and do.
Like Peter Quill was your guy in
Guardians.
Yeah. And then he went to Earth, and then it's just like Peter Quill will return.
And isn't so, there like
there's
and
leaked
there has
concept
been some
art.
Leaked concept art of him hanging out with Viz.
That's crazy.
Wide Vision
and Quill. Yeah. What a show.
He'd fucking hate Vision would hate Peter Quill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shut up, Peter.
Lois. I wonder if Phase 4 would have benefited from like an Avengers movie or not maybe an Avengers movie, but a team up movie of some kind.
Well,
we haven't had a team up movie in so long.
Because that's what I mean. Like to give the audience a sit rep about what's actually happening.
Well, it's kind of weird. And I guess like Marvel have fucked themselves because they paid every star so much money. So an Avengers movie has to make $20 billion dollars. Otherwise not worth it. Because every other Phase movie, every other phase up until 4 has a team up movie to either end it or right at the end.
Mm. And I think there's
Avengers,
a real. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then Age of Ultron, even though that is followed by Ant-Man, but still the second last movie.
Mm-hmm. And Ant-Man's introduced in.
No.
Isn't he?
No.
Oh. Civil War.
Yeah.
And that's Spider-Man.
Yes.
Mm. Spider-Man's introduced in Civil War. And so is Black Panther. They introduce both of them.
Yeah.
Mm. Neither of those are Ant-Man.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Infinity War, although Ant-Man isn't it, what you might be thinking of is that Ant-Man becomes Giant-Man in Civil War, which was something that they were saving for Ant-Man and
the
Wasp. But then they were like, well, never mind.
Yeah.
Bugger.
But yeah, then...
Two team-up movies in Phase 3, and then Phase 4, nothing. Phase 5, nothing.
Yeah.
I get...
Thunderbolts, kind of.
Kind of, I guess.
No, but then...
That's the dregs of who's left.
Is the Marvels a team-up movie then?
Not really.
Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel, and Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, everybody's favorite MCU character, Monica Rambeau. Yeah.
Hey, she's from the only TV series.
The only
series.
Successful TV show,
Successful? Hard to say. The only Marvel TV series where I think about it.
Mm. What I thought
I
they
reckon Hawkeye's probably maybe good again.
Yeah.
Maybe I just like, because there's Marvel, they get me sometimes where they just have an actor that I like or an actor that's charming and I'm like, Yeah, that was all right.
Well, I mean, you know,
like Hailee Steinfeld. Yeah. She's charming, right. And she's a good not Black Widow, wrong character.
Hawkeye.
Yeah. The other guy with no powers.
I really thought that after Endgame, and I'm shocked they didn't do this from the beginning, because this to me seems like a no-brainer.
Mm. Good movies?
Yeah, just make good movies. So easy. People do it all the time. No, the idea of doing team-up movies.
Mm.
I always thought that would be the way to go. We're like, okay, we can't make an Avengers movie. That's too expensive. But maybe to round it out, we do like a Captain America and Thor movie.
Well, because Phase 3 does a lot of this.
Yeah.
Civil War, I mean, that's most of the
guys.
It's
kind of an Avengers movie secretly.
Thor
really.
Ragnarok, that's Thor and Hulk.
Yeah. Mm.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is Ant-Man and the Wasp.
But like, I think that's like it's you're borrowing from the comics.
Yep. Oh, Homecoming, I get. Actually, yeah, Homecoming's in Phase 3. Yeah. Homecoming's Iron Man and Spider-Man.
Like, I think there's a real value in like these team up movies where you get to be excited because the two guys you like are hanging out.
Yep.
But it's only two personalities you got to play off each other.
Well, I guess they tried, but then they just kind of.
Yeah, you got Black Widow, which is Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you've also got Falcon and Bucky.
But that's only one scene.
Yeah. Well, no, but that was the TV series.
And then, again,
it's just kind of, they were trying to make it a thing, but it just didn't really seem to land personally, maybe. I don't know.
They made a lot of stuff.
They have made a lot of stuff, and they can't, I don't know, it's just they appear rudderless. And maybe it's because of with contracts and everything, it's like, okay, cool, but... Oh, it sucks that Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans are leaving the exact same movie. Because at that point, you're kind of like, maybe we shouldn't get rid of both in the same brushstroke here. Whoopsie daisies. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because, they are just completely rudderless. Mm. And you've got no one that was there to take up that mantle. Like, you maybe had, maybe Black Widow. Oh, we also killed her off.
But it's so weird as well, because they're like, there's no one to take up the mantle, but they didn't even really try.
No, that's what I mean.
They kind of were like, well, I guess we can just make these movies and, like, I don't know. Obviously, COVID fucked them in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And obviously, you can make standalone movies, but I think part of the appeal of these movies, you have to admit at a certain point, is that they lead to an event. You know what I mean?
It feels like a living, breathing world.
Yeah, and it stopped doing that after Endgame. It truly stopped doing that after Endgame.
I mean, say what you will about Brave New World, and we have.
Yeah.
The moment President Hulk is there, it's like, where Hulk?
Yeah.
Where actual Hulk? Because
Absolutely. Surely
he'd be like, this seems my problem. And the fact that that wasn't there, I'm like, that's strange.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that, this film, why wasn't it a Hulk and Captain America movie?
Yeah.
Because you're talking about, team-up movies, and granted, Hulk did just one with Thor.
Yeah.
I understand this.
But that's okay.
That's fine.
He's never had a solo movie within the, like...
I don't know if they can because of Universal or the rights are maybe the only ones that they don't quite have. But, that is fine. Here, you can just do this.
Yeah.
And it as is because it was just a Hulk film.
But also,
it was tying up so many loose Hulk threads.
Yeah.
Why isn't Hulk here?
But also, even broader stuff of the big marble baby is referenced for the first time in Brave New World.
Yeah.
But there are multiple films between there where you feel like it. And this is, again, what made the first couple of phases of the MCU very exciting.
Yeah.
Like, you remember, I remember posted around quite a bit. This was phase one or phase two. It was in the back of a S.H.I.E.L.D. scene, there was a map. And on the map, there were points of interest that had just been pointed out, by a symbol or something. And people were like, whoa, Atlantis and what is probably Wakanda are on here. And it's that kind of shit is exciting. And then you pay it off by being oh, we're finally going to Wakanda.
There was that thing where it was oh, we're targeting and
I was in Winter Soldier and a drone was going to kill Stephen Strange.
Yeah.
Who is at this point just a good guy.
We hate this surgeon. And again, it's a little ooh, it's a living, breathing world.
Yeah,
what's going
stuff
on there?
Affects other stuff.
But then they made too much stuff too close together.
Yeah.
Also, and I think that, I'm fairly certain I've said this on Baseless Speculation before.
Mm.
They have prioritized secrets over movie, just making a good movie.
Yeah.
So the reason that movies look like shit now is because they have to film everything in a fucking box so that nothing leaks.
Yep.
Because they're like, the thing that's going to get people coming to the movies is if we put a surprise guy in here.
Which
sometimes is true.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Spider-Man Homecoming. But I mean, No Way Home.
Did that. But the fact that people were so surprised.
Oh, yeah, no, no, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
did that help, or were they just going to go see it anyway?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you knew that the three Spider-Men were in No Way Home, would you not?
You'd be so excited.
Yeah, yeah, and then maybe they could have made a No Way Home that doesn't look like an asshole.
Yes, yeah,
that
yeah.
That would have been lovely.
Imagine a Deadpool and Wolverine where it looks like it takes place in a room at any point.
Yeah. That would be crazy, dude.
Like a Deadpool not just and Wolverine kind of... film with like actual like a plot?
Yeah.
No, like I like... Line? No, it's a it's actually a rom-com and it's a road trip to fucking...
when they're in the car, they're fucking.
Yeah.
The fight's fucking. The movie's...
The longer I talk about Deadpool and Wolverine, the closer I get to just suddenly catching fire.
Yeah, if we talk about Deadpool and Wolverine, we're going to become the Fantastic Four. I'll just fade away.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. On fire, gone, bricks.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I wanted stretchy.
Yeah, and like, I think that's a problem, which is just like.
People caring about spoilers too much, and people, you know, which is like, who cares? And everything's a fucking spoiler these days.
Yeah,
which I don't understand. It's just like, oh, here's the plot synopsis, spoiler. And you're like, that's
what happens.
Yeah, there's a plot, or hey, these people have been casted, spoiler. And you're like, but that's just who's playing who.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it is tricky though, because also at the same time.
Yeah.
Captain America Brave New World builds up to the reveal of a Red Hulk. Oh, no, builds up to the reveal that something is wrong with the president.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me of something.
Damn, dude.
But then, because if you've seen any of the marketing, and not just trailers, any of the marketing, you know what's wrong with him.
Absolutely.
He's the Hulk.
He's Red Hulk. Yeah.
So, I guess... Marvel maybe are being like, fuck spoilers now.
I hope so.
The new Thunderbolts trailer... doesn't hide stuff like the first one was.
That's true.
What's his name?
Sentry is the Void. Yeah. You see that in the trailer.
If that movie's good, I will be so scarily optimistic for the future of these movies, and maybe I'll be like, starting podcasts wasn't a mistake. If Thunderbolts is bad,
oh, dude.
My therapist is going to make a lot of money.
I'm so scared as well. I want Thunderbolts to be good.
Yeah. I want that, and I want Fantastic Four to be good.
I have so much hope. I have more faith in Thunderbolts than I do Fantastic Four.
Look, fair enough.
Fantastic Four also, I don't know if it's because I was never like a big comic book reader as a kid. And if I did, it would always be DC stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so edgy and twisted now.
We know. Oh, that makes sense.
It's because I've read a Batman comic where he said fuck.
I read Archie comics.
Batman would never say such filthy languages.
In year one, he says fuck.
Whoa.
I don't know if he says it in the comic, but he says it in the cartoon.
Jughead would never say fuck.
No. Jughead would never fuck, yet Riverdale makes him fuck everything.
Yeah, that's true. What the hell, dude?
Riverdale's crazy.
Riverdale's crazy. My favorite Archie comics character was Reggie because he's a sack of shit.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Fantastic Four doesn't really do that much for me. I don't find them that interesting. With Thunderbolts, I'm intrigued. Also, I like the cast of Thunderbolts more than I like the cast of Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I like the cast of both, so I'm curious. And plus, I'm like, hey, it looks optimistic. You know what I mean? Like, it looks optimistic. I'm optimistic about it, and it looks optimistic.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I'm like, I'm curious to see what they do about it. Like, the Fantastic Four, I've never really cared in terms of the comic as well. Like, I'm like, whatever. Pick them up here and there, but I'm like, let's see what they do.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal as Mr. Fantastic. He could be a guy.
Yeah, he could be a guy.
While we're talking about Fantastic Four, I just want to give a quick shout out. I went into a collectible store where the two staff, first of all, it felt like I walked into a fucking scene from Clerks.
Okay.
Because it was the two co-workers there were working. I was there to pick up a birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in, picked up the thing I was buying, and I could hear them arguing about Fantastic Four and how The Batman is the best comic book movie in the last decade because it is the only comic book movie that understands the comics.
And
they were arguing about Fantastic Four and one of them said, have you heard the shit they've done with a Silver Surfer? And the person's like, what? Gender swap them. Who cares? And then the person was like, you're a fucking idiot. You can't tell the Silver Surfer story. Their first MCU appearance and it's not the character from the comic.
Awesome.
And then the guy was like, he's like, yeah, it works. It's like, he's like, do you even know this story? He's like, yeah, he became Silver to fucking protect his wife and kid. He's like, exactly. And the guy was like, why can't I just be a husband and kid? And then he's like, it's not the same thing. So if for some reason you've stumbled across this, and you know you are because you tried to bring me into the argument,
funny, dude.
I think you are a stupid man. What's wrong with you?
That's awesome.
Also, oh no, your Silver Surfer's a chick now. Who cares?
That's so funny, man.
And that's right. And a direct quote was like, we should be holding Jack Kirby's art with the utmost reverence and respect.
I think Marvel didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what he was saying. Like, he was saying that he was like, fuck, Marvel shouldn't have. Anyway.
But as in, like,
that's awesome. Must be nice to only care about that shit, though.
Be nice, dude.
To like, not have like a broader concern about anything else. State of the world.
Yeah.
But be like,
dude,
I'm not worried about like the rise in climate or the dying of a biodiversity and shit, or the rise of fascism in the world.
But Silver Surfer, girl.
If the Silver Surfer has a pussy, I'm out.
Yeah.
If the Silver Surfer has a pussy, I'm in, bro.
Yeah. Silver pussy?
Have you seen the leak of Sexy Ultron? That got me more excited for movies than I have been in a long time.
Well, that's
I'm not a robot fucking now, but I could become one, dude.
I just think that, like, also
a great quote.
You give me the fucking the time and the motivation, and I could do it.
Look, well, I didn't think I was going to be a robot fucker, but look, I've recently come across a few things that maybe I could be swayed.
Dude, I could do it, but she has to look like a robot. She can't look like a person. I'm not not a Westworld.
Yeah,
no.
I need sexy. You want Rosie the robot or something.
We're there.
Yeah, I will say that the two people working did involve me into the argument. And even though I am part of this podcast and podcast networks, so I was very scared.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't happen all the time, listeners. But occasionally when shit like this happens, people are like, I know who you are. And at that moment in time, I would have picked up whatever I could kill myself with and ended my life. If they were like,
a He-Man action figure that you just slam into your head. By the power of Grayskull!
But they didn't know who I was, so thank God.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what about you? What do you think? And I was like, I agree with the guy who says, who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? Who gives a shit, dude?
And then the older guy that was the one that cracked the shits.
Yeah.
Well, not cracked the shits, but was being a dick, was like... Well, I disagree, but the customer's always right. And I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, man. Sure,
Also, he threw around, well, you wouldn't wake Wonder Woman a guy. I'm like, not the same
thing. No, dude. Very different.
Yeah.
It's like whenever anybody's like, yeah, but what if we made Black Panther white? You're like, yeah. Do you ever think about the fact that, like, when they made Spider-Man, they never thought that he could be black?
Yeah.
Because that would just not have entered your mind. Mm. So when you make a black superhero, that's a conscious choice.
Yeah.
Mm. When you make a white superhero, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
When you make a male superhero, that's... a female superhero, that's a conscious choice.
Yeah. Mm.
If you make a male superhero, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
Mm. Spider-Man, the least thought possible.
Yeah.
Stan Lee said, what about a boy who is a spider? And he's got the voice of fucking Diego the Parrot from Aladdin for some reason.
He does, yeah.
Excelsior!
Excelsior! What if a boy was a spider?
His name's Peter Parker.
There's like a real kind of horrible crone energy to this. Marvel writers, no idea.
Excelsior.
Excelsior.
All of your ideas were my ideas first.
Listen up, true believers.
Ditko.
Ditko. Draw me a boy.
Stanley's back in the office.
Every idea is my idea.
Then he huffs out of the office into the street.
I hate working for Marvel.
Kirby! Give me Kirby! Think of family! What about a Green Goblin?
He's constantly moving.
Yeah, me too. He's covered in like a million layers for some reason and punched.
Matt Shackman directing Fantastic. I mean, is there a chance Fantastic Four becomes a new face of Marvel?
Well, I mean, I was thinking that. Yeah, could that be? But it's just like ultimately you're looking at.
They've got to do a lot of legwork.
Yeah,
because they need to get. They need to get. The Fantastic Four into the 616.
Yeah.
And then they need the Avengers to like the Fantastic Four enough.
I don't think you could ever do it because it needs to be the Avengers.
Oh, that's true. I
mean. And they're Fantastic Four.
The thing is, to do that, you'd be like either, okay, you'd choose which one that would be Reed because he's the face of the Fantastic Four. And he's just not doing shit without his family.
Yeah.
Right. So again, it's just, okay, you can't really have that as your guy. And you're never going to have a, Reed Richards solo movie.
Yeah.
So you just can't really do that. Which is why, again.
Reed.
I bring it back to Quill.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Peter Quill.
Yeah.
Because again, I think he's got enough, in-universe charisma.
Yeah.
But
people
hate him in real life, and I get that because I hate him in real life.
Yeah. In-universe charisma.
Yeah, but you can't hang your series on a guy that people hate.
But does everyone like, or are we just online too much?
No, not everyone. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 did make... Mm-hmm.
I think Peter Quill is a very solid choice for the new guy.
And I think that, I honestly think that Guardians 3 did him a lot of favors because I think that that movie made him, because they made him like depressed, basically. Yeah. Yeah. It meant that he's not just like
the wacky, annoying guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like,
and you haven't given him a happy ending either, which I think is also helpful.
Yeah,
like again, imagine,
because then that's Iron Man. He's like a broken man.
Yeah. Remember where we found Robert Downey Jr. before Iron Man?
That's
so
true.
Again, he was rehabilitated.
What's Chris Pratt up to these days? I reckon after the entire internet turned on him, I feel like he just stopped posting, which is a smart decision.
Yeah. He made the right choice.
Now everyone, also, maybe everyone's forgotten they hate Chris Pratt because Zachary Levi is Chris Pratt, but times 100.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. But so Chris Pratt's a solid choice. I don't know who else you could do. Carol Danvers, it kind of feels like you've screwed the pooch on a little bit.
Yeah, they screwed the pooch. There was a really
good
opportunity.
Also, there's no way that she would want to do it.
Yeah. But like, there was a shining moment where like,
right
that
after Endgame, because they also would set it up where it's like she's on Earth now, and it's like, well, you know, you do the kind of character development that didn't happen properly in the Marvels over the course of multiple Avengers movies, where she learns to be less distant and to work as a team or whatever. Yeah. But they kind of they whiffed that.
Whoops.
You're probably not going to do it with someone like Bucky
Bucky. Captain he's becoming America. A senator. apparently,
Falcon, Captain America.
Like, again, if they were trying to do it with Sam Wilson, they should have done, like...
It should have happened already.
It should have happened already. They probably should have done a trilogy of movies instead of, like, let's do a mini-series and then this.
Yeah.
They really should have just gone, like... Like, that's a perfect opportunity to make Sam your guy.
Yeah.
And if they were, like, we're worried about, like, you know, going from, like, you know, Captain America or whatever, like, we don't know if we're the confidence on the actor or whatever, they could have been, like, we're going to do this as a team-up movie. So it's going to be Captain America and, right? So the first one could have been, Captain America and Bucky, the Winter Soldier, and we sort of get one film like that. Mm. The next one could be Captain America and, like, a team-up with whomever, and if you want to do, like, the last one with Thor, I mean, with Hulk.
Yeah.
That are perfect. Right?
You could have done, like,
and then, again, you have... everything set on Earth, and that's like in each phase or whatever. And then it would have been like, hey, we know what the fuck is going on.
You know what they should have fucking done? And this is going to seem... I feel like that I am not the first person to say this.
Yeah.
Why isn't Thunderbolts and Captain America 4 the same movie?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just put him in... And then, like...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Maybe drop one of the guys you've brought into.
Because
then also you're going to have like characters like Isaiah Bradley and Red Guardian together would be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't trust that they're going to ride it well.
No, but I know what you mean. Like these are two veterans from past wars. I think that a funny thing that I'm just realizing now that they started to do with Black Widow is to be like, we'll do reverse Avengers. We're setting up Thunderbolts, where they had Elaine from Veep coming at the end to be like, White Widow, come work for me.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, yeah.
They kind of went nowhere and then...
No, White Widow working for her has already had a payoff. It just wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
Her appearance in Hawkeye. But all of the early All of the early post-credit scenes in Phase 4 are teasing TV shows.
Oh, that's true. They are too. But I'm just like, you could have done that as well. If you want to make Thunderbolts your team, or you want to set up Thunderbolts as like the big end of this couple of phases, you just make sure that all the villains in Thunderbolts are the bad guys in these movies. And you intentionally make the other heroes seem kind of aimless, like they would be. And it's like, oh, they don't know what they're doing because they don't have Tony Stark around, or the Avengers. And these villains that they keep not killing, you know, it's also like a, you know, Marvel kills their villains or whatever. Or they're leaving them alive. And then Elaine from Veep comes in and is like, hey, I'm putting together a team. And you're like, oh, that's exciting. They're doing the reverse. All these villains. I can't wait for Thunderbolts.
And if we got, say, Thunderbolts and, like, you know, what if we get, US Agent, say, is the new guy? Because I'm trying to think of, like, other people that are just kicking it sweet. And I'm like, US Agent could be your new guy.
Yeah.
Like, guy's handsome, very charismatic. He was good in the Godzilla stuff that no one else saw because it was on Apple TV. But maybe more people are seeing it because of Severance. But, like, you know, he's very good at that. And
they should make the guy from Severance the guy who plays the MCU. Yeah. I don't mean Adam Scott. I mean Mark.
Mark. Yes, put him in.
Okay.
He's innie or outie. I don't know which one's better. I know that.
Which one's the better belly button to have? Innie.
Yeah, innie's a better belly button.
Outie belly buttons freak me out a little bit.
Mark's innie has some direction, sort of. He loves his job. Mark's outie's not doing well.
They're both.
I just got real big flashbacks to you talking about The Boys for some reason.
Is it because you know for a fact I haven't seen Severance?
Like I guess you must have like a specific cadence for when you're talking about a TV show you haven't seen, but with like a certain amount of confidence. It's a special thing to see.
Yeah. I think it's also because I only, obviously because I haven't seen it, I don't know the whole plot, so I can only pick points out. Anyway, what's Homelander up to?
What is he up to?
He's he killed that. No, that was the end of the previous season.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe becoming a president. Who knows?
But also, it's with the thing with picking a guy as well is that in a large way, it's a moot point because after Fantastic Four and Thunderbolts, it's Doomsday and then Avengers Secret Wars or whatever. What that also means is that it could be anyone.
Yes.
It could be Tony Stark.
Yes. Because I was thinking, like, it could, think about it, like, you know, sort of, I still think Quill would be a good guy, you know, like Peter Quill, just to be like, yep, cool, I've lost my team, but I got to find a new team.
Yeah.
And so that's basically like, Avengers. Or US Agent, because, like, who gives a shit about John Walker?
Yeah.
And exactly the same thing. Who gives a shit about Iron Man before
that's
Iron
true.
Man?
That's true.
Like,
I think the weird thing with picking US Agent is that people would be like,
he cut off a man's head.
Well, you've got
the guy.
You got Captain America right here.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You've got Sam Wilson sitting there. Why would you pick US Agent?
Yeah, good point. Good
even though I agree, it's kind of like slightly more interesting to. But then also.
Did they make too many
movies?
Scattered.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but like. Shang-Chi, he could have been the guy, but again, people, they're scared. They're paying too much attention to online shit. Because, like, Simu Liu had a backlash because he's maybe a freak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unconfirmed.
Mm-hmm.
You can look into this.
Do your own research.
He could have been the guy. Because, yeah, like, they didn't make any direct sequels to each other in the last three phases.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
What's weird as well with Sam Wilson is that, thinking about in the TV show, there was this really interesting dynamic where Sam Wilson was like, I was a fucking Avenger and I can't get a loan from the bank. Like, that was interesting. I'm like, oh man, like a down. And that's again what I think is, and I talked about this in the Brave New World one.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me about Sam Wilson is that he's just a fucking guy.
Yeah.
Well, again,
but now he's a guy, he's just a fucking guy who's beat the shit out of a Hulk.
Yeah, exactly. And they haven't really explained why he could survive a bunch of cars. Yeah, he had a vibranium. I don't know.
But like, again, if you look
wings.
At all those different phases, and like, if you just put in a Captain America, as in Sam Wilson's Captain America, and a team up movie, and he had a trilogy, that would have kind of fixed like a bunch of issues.
Yeah,
because you get and be like, ah, oh, cool. Marvel are pushing this, so Marvel are pushing a new guy, and then you could have him teaming up with like Doctor Strange.
You probably needed, rather than making Multiverse of Madness, you probably replace that Doctor Strange movie with a broken Avengers movie, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the new guys you've just introduced in Phase 4, and then you grab some of the old guys.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Like, so yeah, have Sam Wilson. Well, fucking not even Sam Wilson. Be like, he's fucking trying to sort out his Captain America shit. You just have like Bucky, Doctor Strange.
Shang-Chi.
Both Hawkeyes and fucking Spider-Man or Wong.
Yeah. And then are you imagining a broken Avengers movie in that it ends kind of poorly?
Well, not even
like an Empire Strikes Back kind of situation.
I don't think you can do that without doing.
Well, because the reason I say that is that then you set up Thunderbolts as the end of Phase 5, where it's like the event, maybe they succeed, but it doesn't look good for
maybe
them.
Maybe Captain America should have just been in the Thunderbolts movie, and the Thunderbolts movie should have been earlier.
Well, yeah, yeah. I agree. Most of the Thunderbolts cast were introduced prior to.
Well, yeah, the only people that are new. Actually, no, they were all introduced in
Except for Ghost.
Red Guardian and.
Taskmaster?
Oh, yeah, Taskmaster is also.
Taskmaster, Red Guardian, and in a Yelena. Really weird way, Thunderbolts is like a Black Widow sequel.
It is. Yeah. It's a Black Widow sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, which is.
Because it's three people from that.
Yeah. Plus Ghost from Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And then Bucky from.
Yeah.
The MCU.
From Bucky Comics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then who else?
That's it.
And then Bob, who is Sentry/Void. I don't know if that's a spoiler. Sorry.
So that could have come at the end of Phase 4 as well.
Yeah.
That could have been like, hey, Avengers fucked it and they're all disbanded because they can't deal with the trauma.
Yeah.
The US government's like, hey, we were just invaded by aliens and the Avengers don't exist anymore.
And now we've also, because the Thunderbolts does tie into, because we see who bought Avengers Tower.
Yeah, so it ties
into the death of Tony
Stark. Absolutely. And they go,
why
hey.
Why is this where it is? What the COVID? Fuck are they doing? Not maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. And then you have the Thunderbolts, and the Thunderbolts are like a bad team.
Yeah.
And then you have, for the end of Phase 5, you go, well, maybe the Avengers need to, because this is a, you know, the thing about the Thunderbolts is that they're a government institution. It's like, oh, well, this is the thing that Captain America fought and died to stop or whatever. They've misremembered.
Yeah.
You really do. But yeah, like, again, you have the Thunderbolts where they are maybe, like, you know, well, they're either reformed villains or they're villains or whatever. And they're, it's government-owned. And but they're like, well, they are, you know, the whole Sokovia Accords, which is kind of like, hey, you know what we were against?
Yeah.
And if we don't like what the government tells us to do, how's that going to go? Well, this is a group that is just going to do what the government tells you to do. So, well, we need someone to, you know, we need someone to watch the Watchmen.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's going to be the Avengers.
Yeah.
You can call us the Minutemen.
But yeah, I don't know. It just feels like without that, the Thunderbolts coming in, it's funny. The Thunderbolts make sense to me as a viewer because I'm like, yeah, it's about fucking time someone put together some kind of team.
Well, yeah, we've been doing this whole episode of being like, who should the guy be? But it's not the guy. It's like, who's the team? We need a team.
Yeah.
Because
without
a team, you're not building towards anything.
Well, that's what I mean, which is why I was thinking, like, if you have, say, if you had built Sam Wilson up, you could have had him, you know, building up towards the Avengers, right? So you have, like, the first, you know, two films, whatever that is, whatever the first one. Hey, even just use, this is what they have been using. So you do, Captain America and Winter Soldier. Or was it Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Right? Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Captain America, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Then it's Captain America, Brave New World.
Yeah.
And then it's Captain America, Avengers.
You know what I
mean? Like it leads to or Captain America Assembled.
I guess they
wanna, the
like,
want to
fucking spread it out a little bit. And I get that. You don't want to just be like, hey, Phase 4 is just four of this one guy's.
I'm really burpy today.
You really are, dude.
And he finds it funny burping into a microphone.
Gets
people talking about it.
Exactly.
It's a goblin, man.
It's engagement.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Hey, comment below.
Yeah, you think
it's good? Engagement.
Is it?
This is content.
Is it
creation?
Is it?
It's
every single thing we get wrong is so that we get engagement.
Engagement. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, dude. That's why we misspelled the title of this episode so hard.
Who da guy whom's MCU Avenger?
GI.
What is GI? I know that Brad having low GI
is
good.
You have a GI tract. I don't know that much.
Okay. I was like GI is in like GI Joe, General Infantry.
No, GI that's in Brad.
Something index.
Gluten index.
No, something index.
Dot index? What does GI stand
dot
for?
Dot index.
This is engagement. Comment below. What's GI?
It's all engagement. Let me pull up another book.
Glucose? Hang something to do with glucose? Gluke something? It's all to do with sugars.
Yeah.
Whoa. Glycemic index?
There we
go.
Well, I've said that wrong.
Glycemic.
Glycemic index. Yeah, comment below. Sense. How's your GI tracking?
You got good GI.
You got good GI.
Comment below.
This by is that, engagement. We mean like the military.
Yeah.
Got good general infantry. Nice to hear.
If your GI is less than 55, that's good? Or is that low?
I don't know, dude. Like, I'm not a doctor.
I feel like you should have more than 55 troops.
55? Well, if something's low GI, it's less than 55. Medium GI, though, that's 55 to 70.
Yeah.
High GI, like potatoes and short grain rice, that's greater than 70.
How good are potatoes, though? Let's talk about that. A baked potato?
I had a baked potato today, man.
Oh,
your GI must be through the roof.
And that's probably good.
No. Depends. Well, you can get low, well, you get, like, you know, what gets all to do with carbs, so you can get, like, less carb potatoes if you really wanted to.
Mm. You get low-carb potatoes.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Dude, they're taking carbs out of everything.
That's crazy. Dude.
And they're putting soybeans in the water, and we're all becoming woke cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I knew that.
Mm. And the frogs are gay.
They made the frogs gay, dude.
Isn't that actually true, though?
Yeah, I think
baseless
it is.
Baseless speculations, crisis actors.
Oh, yeah, well, that, yes.
Yeah, but we're trying to take your guns,
But the frogs being gay, like, even though everyone was mocking Alex Jones, but then it was revealed that, like, it was a chemical that, like, Big Corp or whatever was. And, was
it's
turning
making
the freaking
frogs gay, dude.
And so everyone was like, oh, shit.
That's a
shame.
He
really bet on the wrong horse by saying that school shootings are fake, though.
He had such a good record going that he whiffed it with that one.
He was in Richard Linklater movies. He nailed that the frogs were gay, and then all of a sudden...
You can't bat 100, I guess.
Yeah.
So that would be the ideal scenario, but I think... After Doomsday and then Secret Invasion or whatever, or Secret Wars, it could be anyone.
Do you think
so? Everyone,
are they going to do the thing that people think they might do and reboot the whole universe?
Well, yeah,
I reckon.
I mean, like, that's not even a is that really like a gamble at this point? If they're going to do Breakworld or whatever it is, like the Doom
Battleworld,
thank you.
What's Breakworld?
That's an X-Men. Don't worry about it. Okay. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. What you're gonna do is you're gonna look for it, and it sucks because it's a really good series, like a run, but it's by Joss Whedon.
I like the idea of you typing, but you're actually typing fat tits.
Man.
Oh, break world, nice.
Nice. Yeah. Break my world. I see.
Interesting.
But yeah, so after that, I mean, if it's following the comics, and, like, again, this is some of this is not really, and some of it's just kind of borrowing the thing in, like,
the title Secret
only.
War end with is Secret War the end of do they, like, do a reset after that? So after Secret Wars, everything went back to issue one. Okay.
It's like is that was like part of, like, the brand new whatever, but it was
all new, all different X Men, not X Men, Marvel.
So do you reckon they're going to do... But I think a reboot... I think there was a period of time where I was like... I predicted it, I think. But now I think it's going to be so much harder.
Nah.
You think they'll pull it off?
Yeah.
They need to take a break.
Yep.
But they're not going to want to take a break.
No, I don't think they'll pull it off.
Joel Zammert, they love money.
Yeah, I think that it's a good idea, but I don't think they'll pull it off.
I think what's going to happen is, like, we're going to get, say... Young Avengers, we're going to get, like, a bunch of different variants of different people, maybe different actors being different people as well, because now it can be like, it still can be Tony Stark, but it's no longer, like, a 50-year-old man. It's someone younger.
I think that what the struggle is going to be is that it's your John and Jane movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Who go to see the new Iron Man movie and it's not Tony Stark, and they go, I hate this movie.
Well, it's still Tony Stark. It's just a young version, but it's not Robert Downey Jr.
It's not Robert Downey Jr.
No,
so
by resetting it, that's the good point. Like, what's the benefit of resetting?
I think it's gonna fuck. It's gonna fuck them.
It'll be a thing where, like, because it wasn't 100% reset. It's kind of like they're having.
That's what I think makes it complicated.
It's they're gonna be some again. It's kind of weirdly what the DC.
Yeah. But the thing is that people don't give a shit about DC. Don't actually. No, this is engagement.
Come for us.
Not a single person on Earth likes the DCEU. But yeah, like, as in what.
What's the benefit? It's kind of like, well, those missteps we did, or the perceived missteps, we can kind of, like...
What? And how do you redo... Yeah, but, like, how do you redo them?
Again, it's a...
Because, like, okay, you've reset the universe.
Well, I think it'd probably be like this. You reset the universe at the end of Breaker World or whatever. It's like, it starts, the TV turns off. TV... turns on again. Yeah. It's HBO now.
Yeah.
But it turns on again.
They reset the universe, and now the MCU is owned by HBO.
Disney,
like, wait.
Oh, no,
how do we do this? But anyway, I think if it then starts with, like, X-Men as the first movie afterward, that's a much easier transition into the...
Yeah.
But I still think I still think it won't work. I don't have faith.
Like you're right. I don't also have faith here. This is not me being like it's gonna work. I'm like they're gonna try.
Because I think that if
work.
They reset the universe, it's still gonna be like people are gonna be hoping for cameos of guys that are no longer existing in the universe. But then if they go out of their way to say that guy doesn't exist, then people are just disappointed.
What I think about is when I see I saw recently a post was like one of those Culture Crave posts or whatever, and it was like that Pirates of the Caribbean movie starring Margot Robbie is maybe back on the cards. And if you look at all the comments, and I know this is just like one Twitter comment, but I think it's indicative. Look at all the comments. They're like, why would I see the movie without Jack Sparrow, baby? Why would I see it without Johnny Depp? I don't want to see the movie without Johnny Depp. And then I think about Furiosa as well, where they were like, well, it doesn't have Tom Hardy in it.
Yeah.
So why would I see that
Where's
movie?
Max?
Where's Max?
Where's Max?
And I think it's the same thing. If you go, oh, hey, it's a brand new movie, but it's not Robert Downey Jr. It's a new Tony Stark. And people are just going to be like, well, why would I watch that?
Yeah.
I'm in it for Tony Stark. I mean, for Robert Downey Jr.
I get what you're saying, but then that kind of just shuts that off, like, making any kind of film, if the actor either, like, you know, passes away or...
It's really, really, really funny because based on the next couple of years, there is a chance that Disney has all of their money in both Star Wars and Marvel and both of them plummet into the sea.
No, not the Mouse House.
Not Disney, no!
No! That would be so sad.
Oh no, I'm crying.
Well, you don't think Mandalorian and Grogu is gonna do well, dude?
No, I don't.
What?
And I was Mr. Star Wars,
but it's Baby Yoda we shouldn't
shit,
say.
Sorry.
Herzog loves that guy, dude.
No,
show me the boy.
Show me the boy.
That's possibly the worst Werner Herzog impression. I've done good ones, so I don't know what was going on there.
We can't say Baby Yoda because the marketing doesn't like
that. Yeah, exactly.
I liked when Disney made us redo that ad 40 times. Listeners, you don't know about this, but...
it's our little secret.
They paid us to do an ad, and then we kept doing the ad. And we're taking it seriously, but they were like, no, can't say this. You can't say this. We called the Mandalorian Mando, like the character, and they're like, no.
It's
weird, Disney?
I know.
I think Jenny Nicholson talks about that as well, about the whole Baby Yoda thing. And it's just like, it's a strange thing that like every single content creator that was doing anything like ad-wise for The Mandalorian, they were like, do not, in like big capital, like, do not say, call it Baby Yoda, he's Grogu.
And what was great about that is Jenny Nicholson was then like, when you can see when someone's doing an ad read then.
Yeah.
It's like you can use it as a clue to tell if somebody genuinely likes the movie or the TV show, sorry, or if they're doing a paid promotion. Because they'll use, I think she was talking specifically about Grogu, but also like, it was like something about Disney theme parks too, where she's like, if you're there using the official term, which no one uses, they're getting paid to do it.
It's just, weird very thing funny. About like, again, this cultural, like, this is the desire path. This is what the culture has decided. We're calling this Baby Yoda. And then big corporation be like, no!
Call him Grogu, dude. He's not Baby Yoda. I'll kill you. So I don't know.
I think we're in, my final thoughts on this is that we are in a guileless
era.
Era, and we're not going to get a guy.
Yeah.
We're post guy.
We're post guy.
I don't think a guy works anymore. I think it's just, this is it now.
You reckon?
I think that the MCU at this point, team ups are the only way forward.
Yeah.
And there's no guy.
That's strange to
me. Yeah.
All of the movies that people are excited about now are all team movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deadpool,
I think that's because people
Wolverine.
Crave a team, you know?
Yeah, it's just because people are craving a guy.
Yeah.
No, they hate the guy now.
They can, like
blood in the water, they can taste when they're trying to set up a guy and they're like, fuck this guy.
People do have, they can
sense
the desperation.
That's the thing. You have to do this without that desperation of setting up a guy, which is the problem that they just haven't done.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. My final thoughts in it is that you're right. We'll get a reboot. They'll start with the X-Men and they'll try to set up the X-Men
as your guy.
As your guy. They're going to go backwards, unfortunately. They're going to go full DC mode. X-Men movie, then a Wolverine movie, then a Cyclops movie. Mm-mm. Storm.
They would never do a Cyclops movie.
Well,
as a big, I love Cyclops.
Yeah.
He's my guy.
Yeah,
they
ain't
doing a Cyclops movie.
As a number one Cyclops hater.
Yeah.
I hope they never make a Cyclops movie.
Hey, you're in agreement. That's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's probably... I don't think it's necessarily going to be a guy.
No,
I think they'll try to make the X-Men their guy.
Here's my prediction for that. I've had my closing thoughts. This is unrelated to the guy talk.
Yeah.
But they're going to fuck it up in a different way because they'll be like, X-Men movie, Fantastic Four 2.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, X-Men and Fantastic Four. So now there's a massive team with 40,000 guys.
Yeah.
Then they're going to... be fucking like, oh, Spider-Man, yeah, he's actually still here from the previous universe. So all of a sudden they're going to, like, they're going to get towards,
yeah,
they're going to have like 40 actors that all get paid $4 billion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, sorry. And we're also teaming up with Deadpool. And he's recruited a team from the fuck-ass universe.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
This is a fuck-ass Elektra and fuck-ass Daredevil.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, again, I guess your final thoughts if we're doing that. I think it's just, it sucks that they wasted some potentials on who could be this new guy.
Yeah.
And
they pussyfooted around for too long.
Yeah. It's just been very much rudderless. And yeah, it's just, they're going to reboot. It'll be something like, it'll be reboot with either Doom magic or like Scarlet Witch magic or some kind of thing, which is going to be like, it's going to be a universe and it's just going to be, sorry, a world. It's pre-established. It's already there. And you're going to kind of already have the Avengers that are there.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to be opening up on like the X-Men mansion, right? Mm. So it's going to be like, people with the costumes, like an Iron Man
flies past
kind of stuff, and it's going to be like just guys.
Yeah,
we're not going to see who they are, but just guys.
Oh, the old Sony trick, nice.
Maybe there be some guys, as in like unmasked guys, so actors, but ultimately not really, because again, you have. It's just going to be Iron Man. They'll have an Iron Man flying across or whatever. And they're going to be like, oh, who's that? And then it'll be like, oh, who's going to be the next Iron Man?
That's so funny because you know bullshit. In the two Avengers movies, you're going to get a bunch of cameos of alternate Iron Mans.
Yeah.
But I just mean, it's so funny how...
Or may I present, because this is also kind of like really borrowing from the comics, but not really, is you have young teen...
Whoa, teen Iron Man. Like, well, they might do that as well.
Well, they do. That's Iron Man.
No, like teenage Tony Stark. Where they go back in time to be like, hey, so this is what was happening when Iron Man the movie was coming out, just before, where they were like, oh no, Tony Stark has gone Kang mode. Let's go back in time and let's grab young Tony Stark, who is maybe 14 or
that's
whatever,
awesome,
and bring him into the future.
I hope they
to
do,
fight,
do that.
Evil Kang, which is now, I guess, Evil Doom.
Yeah.
There you go. There's my swing for the fence.
Well, they
and this is how we get a new guy who is also Tony Stark. We're getting whoever is the youngest actor.
So funny.
Timothy Chalamet.
Tell us, why not?
Perfect.
He's a good young Robert Downey Jr. I know we've seen young Robert Downey Jr. In the Marvel.
But he actually looks like Timothy Chalamet.
Shut up.
Until
shut your mouth. We're going to get an actor. He's going to be young Tony Stark, and he's going to be the one who's going to save it all.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a young dude, like Iron Lad or whatever. He's going to be in the fucking Iron Man outfit with his helmet, elf, and that's just going to be a young kid, and that's who you're going to be. That's going to be the new guy.
That's so funny if they
it's
going to
be the old guy but younger.
Every rotten passing the torch movie that we've got in the last 10 years, but within the MCU.
I think Ghostbusters is going to come through a portal. And they're going to say the Lady Ghostbusters was never canon.
Lady Ghostbusters doesn't count.
Embarrassingly, I do think that I'm pretty curious to see who they have in Secret Wars. And I mean, like, it won't. I always have these really weirdly mixed feelings about this.
Because
in the cinema, if a guy comes out of a hole that I'm not expecting to see, I won't feel joy, but I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, there's like a mild surprise that comes with it.
They got to make it more dynamic than just someone hopping through a hole.
Well, okay, we've had, when it comes to people coming in, like big cameos, we've got, so Endgame did it, and that's guys coming through a hole.
Yeah,
I know.
Spider-Man, guys coming through a hole, and then Deadpool and Wolverine somehow downgraded, and it was four people in a row walking into a doorway.
That's right, fuck, that's
in
so
the sort
funny.
Of dark.
It really rules. Combo movies never been better. Film, it's good.
I wouldn't be surprised if like there's a scene in fucking Doomsday where Sam Wilson just calls 10 people in a row on his phone.
We don't even see them. Captain America from the dimension we're all horses.
No, I mean like just FaceTime.
Absolutely, dude. God. No, it'll be a lot of crowd shots. That's what we're gonna get.
Yeah.
A lot of crowd shots.
Well, it all sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of wonderful things, I just cracked open our email.
Whoa.
Inbox.
I love that place.
Of course, you could always email us in at bsboyspod@gmail.com.
Great place to send emails.
Great place to send some emails. And speaking of Johnny Depp, we have an email from Ryan
from Johnny Depp. Help, I'm in more legal trouble.
I was wondering what your thoughts were on Johnny Depp as an actor. Do you like him or hate him? What is your favorite movie he is in? I now need to put my phone in rice for, alas, I listened to baseless speculation. Yeah. So my phone inevitably ended up
piss
in the
rice.
Toilet.
Nice.
I almost dropped my phone in the toilet the other day.
It's a fear of mine every time I go to the toilet, dude. Every time I stand up, I'm like, what if? What if this is the time? I really like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Yeah. I know that's not cool to say.
Yeah.
But I do like them. That's fair. I think they're really fun.
I think
they have a beautiful sense of adventure and ingenuity that modern movies really are sorely lacking.
Yeah.
I liked him in as a Dead Man. Some of his early work is quite good. I quite like them. I think it's unfortunately more recently his bit of a piece of shit, eh?
Yes.
But I feel most actors will be, you know, falling under that category. But it just sucks that when you go to court to prove that you're not a thing,
guess what?
Oh, no. You fucked it.
Mm. I'm going to sue a rag, which is the easiest thing in the world to do because they're a rag.
Don't call me a wife beater, okay?
Here's
I'm going to sue
you. Beat your wife.
You beat your wife. Well, if that's the definition of a wife beater, I guess.
Technicality.
I guess yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else has he been in?
I'm a really
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
I'm a really big latter-day Johnny Depp fan. Love him as Grindelwald. Big fan of him in Mordecai.
Yes. Oh, we love Mordecai.
Where he plays Charlie Mordecai. Yeah. He's truly inspirational as Sherlock Gnomes in Sherlock Gnomes.
You ever seen Secret Window?
Yeah.
Dog shit film. Yeah.
Terrible movie.
Absolute dog shit of a film.
So,
oh my God.
Is Secret Window based on a Stephen King short story?
Yeah. Dude, what's that? It's another one of those like, oh, but what if I had an alternate personality who was a killer?
Oh, okay. My goodness.
I'm a spooky writer, man. Oh, God.
I will say, Johnny Depp has maybe one of the worst runs of an actor I have ever seen starting from 2013.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no, 2012. He falls off real hard. So you've got, he's just like stinker after stinker after stinker.
What are you talking about? Let's see, 2012, actually no, 2011, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, 2011.
No, 2011, Rango's awesome.
No, but Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't Jack and Jill?
Yeah,
apparently. Johnny Depp.
Uncredited, he's in Jack and Jill.
Oh.
He's in 21 Jump Street.
That's a good movie. I picked 2012 because you got Dark Shadows, and he goes Lone Ranger. Yep. Mm. Lucky Them,
which is
a cameo anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Transcendence
and Tusk are two movies that are in my bottom five movies of all time. They're both there, and they came out in the same year. Into the Woods, Jackson loves that movie, but most people think it sucks shit.
I do love that movie. It's a guilty pleasure. But I do not like Johnny Depp in it because he, for some reason, is playing... playing like a
big bad wolf.
Yeah, but he's doing like a who's it? You know the horny wolf from old cartoons.
You know,
where he's got his eyes rolling out of his head and stuff. So Johnny Depp's doing an impression of that, but against a little child, and it's really, really weird.
Yeah, that's
and he decided to do it. Like in the production of it, he's like, I thought this would be cool. I thought this would be cool. Why can't I do an impression of anyone today?
So then Mordecai, Black Mass, which...
apparently it's good.
No, it sucks.
Saw it, but I cannot remember if it was
Black
boring.
Mass is... It came out in the period of time where I was like, oh, this is a good performance by Johnny Depp. He's back. But the movie sucks, and his performance is... It's not... He doesn't embarrass himself in the role, but it's not a good movie. It's like... it would be kind of like being like fucking... whatever her name is back because she played the Iron Lady in the Iron Lady. And it's like, yeah, but the movie sucks shit. So who cares? Okay. Alice Through the Looking Glass.
We also did Yoga Hoses.
Which is, I haven't seen, but that's a spinoff of Tusk.
Yeah.
He's also done Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal, the movie.
Yeah.
Well, he plays Donald Trump.
I think that would probably be his last good role.
And then Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Where he's...
Mm-hmm.
Only in the last scene where it turns out that Colin Farrell was Johnny Depp this whole time.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Sherlock Gnomes, Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald.
He's in Murder on the Orient Express where everyone kills him.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think Olmert's a good, what's his name?
Poirot.
But
yeah. I've only seen the first one. I liked it.
Yeah, again, like that one. Mm. The subsequent ones, not really.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. You don't think Modi 3 Days on the Wings of Madness was good?
Look, it's hard for me to have thoughts on a movie I've never heard of.
Mm. What about Johnny Puff's Secret Mission?
Oh, no, that I can back.
Okay.
So, yeah, Johnny Depp has wrecked his brain and body with wine.
Yeah.
Mm. Even outside of him being a piece of shit, he's never going to be good at acting again because his brain's gone.
Yeah. Wow, man. Look at Johnny Puff's Secret Mission.
Mm. Wow,
the only credited actor on the poster is Johnny Depp.
That's awesome.
That's a really bad sign.
But early on, like Ed Wood, he's great. Dead Man, he's great.
Ed Wood. Mm, good.
Fear and Loathing, he's good.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow. God damn.
Blow and From Hell. I mean, those good films, but yeah. Even Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah.
His eyes taken out.
He gets folded in half in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
I love thinking about that movie, so I think he rocks in it.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, he made the awesome choices like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Michael Jackson wanted this role, I got the role, I'm going to play Michael Jackson.
Yeah. If I was Michael Jackson, I'd be cut.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh, What's Eating Gilbert Grape? I forgot.
That
was good. Yeah, his early stuff I think is really good.
But if you like Johnny Depp, don't ever be excited for any performance ever. He is not the man that you like.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
He's truly. Yeah.
He'll be dead in 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He looks diabolically unwell.
He's one of those people that's like famous. So famous he doesn't live a normal life, but not famous enough that people are going to spend millions of dollars keeping him alive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because people kind of forget that, River Phoenix died in, outside the club that he owned.
Yeah.
And then he just fucked off to France.
Yeah.
For several years, if not over a decade. And just let it all just, whoop.
Yep.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, man.
And then came back, and everyone was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, we liked him. And then, Oh, no.
Piece of shit. So yeah, that's. But those are the movies we like that he's in.
Yeah. Speaking of last week's episode, this is email from Joshua. Hi boys, thought I'd write in and tell you your stupid Hancock rap ruined my workout.
What the hell?
You're stupid.
This is great.
It's incredible. When JD started, I couldn't stop laughing and lifting weights while laughing. Laughing is really hard.
Yeah.
I had to give up on the podcast for fear of dropping a weight on my head. Thanks for that. Also, lots of less funny words rhyme with Hancock. Such as lock, talk, balk, like a chicken.
We didn't even think of doing the ock bar. It's a hand lock that I'm going to unlock with my hand cock. There's a movie called The Sandlot. I've never seen it.
Well, I thought I hadn't seen Sandlot either, and then I was watching, some of it was on TV at a restaurant, and I was like, this looks familiar. What movie is this? Turned out to be Sandlot. What? I think I've seen it. That's, I think in my head I just thought I'd only seen The Rascals.
That's crazy.
Little Rascals.
Little Rascals rocks,
dude.
Alfalfa?
Sandlot, kids. Great times. Oh, my God.
Alfalfa's Little Rascals.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Alfalfa the actor is a sack of shit.
Oh, I could believe that.
Yeah. He got the Alfalfa fame went to his head.
Speaking again about the Hancock rap, the Hancock rap feedback.
Yeah.
Bad. Sincerely yours, David Bourne.
I thought you were going to say David Bowie. That stressed me out for a second. It's Hancock.
I don't understand why they would say such a
it's
wrong
fucked up, dude. It's one of the best raps we've ever done.
I don't know. I've jammed.
My damn cock in the car door.
Yeah.
This is from a nine-fingered man. That's
mysterious.
I don't know if that's their official name or just a descriptor.
Sounds like something out of a detective novel.
So just wanted to ask if you would take donations for your shelf.
Yeah.
Of course we would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Specifically, 100% soft dumpster fire. It was made to symbolize how we all felt during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They helped donate to the LA fires. Of course.
Yeah,
hey, anything anyone wants to
send us presents, dude.
Love getting a present.
Yeah.
We got a P.O. box.
We do have a P.O. box.
You can find it on the website, sansbridgeradio.com.
Is it in the show notes? Yeah,
well, if it's not, it will be now.
Yes! Come on, bitch.
Have we not been put in the...
Who knows? Who can say, dude?
In the show box. Have we not been putting the P.O. show in the note box?
It's a handcuff. That cost me 100 grand, Cock.
Yeah.
Didn't do that one last time.
Anyway, also, yeah. Alfalfa, I didn't commit.
Libel?
I wasn't libel, wasn't slander.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's just a sack of shit.
Wow, that's crazy.
His name's Bug Hole. I remember what happened now. He went viral because he was calling his daughters dishwashers and saying that his son's his heir.
Bug, come on.
But then he was also arrested for inhaling an air duster.
Okay.
Hang on.
No, air duster, that's like it's a fuck.
What? If you inhaled, he was arrested for inhaling an air duster.
Yeah,
because
it's like a narcotic. It's like computer dusts.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that? No, that can't be right. I think it's like a narcotic or a drug of some kind. Yeah.
He also supports the corporal punishment of minors. Hit your kids. He got banned from Twitter.
Fuck, some people be out here with opinions, hey.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. Oh, yeah, we love presents. Please send us gifts.
Yes. And you definitely broke the record for saying Hancock in a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
yeah. I reckon, dude.
And lastly, I guess we'll leave this with William. Hi, BS Boys. Is watching 4 movies in one day reserved only for movies you know will be silly? Or do you think there can be a 9 out of 10 movie that will ever get that privilege?
I think that if we watch a movie that's good 4 times in a row, by the end of it, we won't think it's good. We'll be like, it has lost all meaning.
Yeah. Something I keep thinking
about. Twice in one day, wouldn't wreck a movie.
No.
Three
times would push it
four, it's done.
It might come back around on the fourth, though.
Oh, that's true. Maybe. Somebody in the Facebook group suggested this. I wish I could remember who. That's a really good idea.
John Facebook.
John Facebook suggested this. Now, obviously, this is a lot of movie, but I think this is funny. So you watch Now You See Me once.
Mm-hmm.
You watch Now You See Me 2 twice. And then Now You See Me 3 times.
Six movies.
Now You See Me once.
Not in one. Okay.
You see me one time.
Yeah. Now You See Me twice.
And then Now You See Me thrice.
Okay.
And because you've been watching the first two, there'd be no pauses, no breaks. Anyway, that's just a really funny idea someone had, and I wanted to give it a shout out.
I liked your idea of watching, because you started watching Morbius during...
Yeah, a double movie. Okay. I wonder if you could set up a sort of like what we might call the baseless speculation goon cave, where you just have screens showing every single Sony-verse movie, and you watch them all at once in a kind of panopticon. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would come out dead. I would come out dust.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to... Just think of any movie you could watch, like a movie that I enjoy that I'm like, oh, yeah, I could just keep watching that on repeat kind of stuff. And I'm like, 4 times is pushing it.
4 times is a lot.
Just pushing it.
Yeah.
Even for a movie you love, sometimes you just need to step back and, you know.
Well,
yeah.
We'll find out when we go see Now You See Me 3, 5 times.
Yeah.
Why did he add 2? Why did he do
we're
that?
We're no longer watching Now You See Me 1 and 2, once.
Yeah.
And Now You See, we're just watching Now You See Me 3, 5
Why
times.
Did he say such horrible thing?
Now You See...
Now You See Me 5.
Yeah, Now You See Me 5.
Yeah.
5 You See Me.
5 You See Me. I can't wait.
Mm.
Can we get out of watching some if we do the 1 and 2? Can we not see it?
No, but you can watch 1 and 2 in the movie while I'm watching 3.
Okay, that might make it palatable.
So you got to bring headphones, you're just sitting there watching Now You See Me.
Now You See Me 1, while Now You See Me 3.
Funny, like an usher comes down to be like, yeah, no phones, don't record that. Are you watching Now You See Me 1 while you're watching Now You See Me
3? And I think I'm about it, I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm catching up.
Dude. Now I've got to pause this. Now I don't know what's happened to either scene.
It's so funny to watch 1 and 3 and be looking from the two of them to try to make it make sense.
Well, maybe if you watch both at the same time, it'll feel like you've watched 2.
That's a good idea,
2 will make sense to you.
Yeah, that's smart. Well, yeah, those are our plans.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
And I've been Joel.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys. And don't you forget about that.
Yes. Yeah. See you at the movies.
See you at the movies 5 times.
Why 5?
5 times.
5 times Now You See Me 3. Now you see me 3'5".
35?
Yeah, 35.